As we've said before previously, nothing to do with podcast Joe, right? We're perfectly fine when it comes to that. Dude, we had hidden footage for the podcast that was out, but the phone, well, my phone, obviously, because I had recorded some damn good quality. It was damn good quality, and I don't mean quality like it's clear or something, like it sounds good. No, I'm talking about quality as in, dude, it was, I mean, I should probably reword it probably, if anything. Content. It was absolutely amazing content, right? Do you guys familiarize with that word? Oh, content. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to sell my content. Oh, fuck off. I'm not going to do that. How could people even poison a word like that? But anyways, guys, we're back. It's damn good to say that. We are back. You have a lot coming up, a lot of exciting things on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen. A page turner, but nothing we will discuss here on this show, at least not today. Maybe somewhere in the near future, or not at all, ladies and gentlemen, because some things we just keep off the air for hundreds of thousands of people to say, just like the things we try to do and say that avoid getting us banned, or worse case scenario, what I've been telling Julie is the karma gods. I've been speaking very highly of them, not in a positive way. I'm not just speaking highly of them in general. I speak highly of their existence so people could recognize what the fuck they're doing and probably capitalize on their flaws and try to, I mean, in my head, if I'm trying something, either I do it or I don't. But if you try, you fail, you gotta keep on trying, ladies and gentlemen. But before we get too deep into this shit, dude, we are back. We keep on doing it, man. The 3 a.m., 4 a.m. podcast. Good God. Maybe those ones are just the ones where we can think the most. I mean, it's perfectly quiet at night. Everyone's fucking off. I mean, like, everyone's fucked off. I mean, everyone's sleeping. But I know that nighttime is a big assumption that people are all sleeping at night and all that. But in reality, the world and city operates with or without motherfuckers up at night or not, you know what I mean? Just like the same thing during the day. But as I was just jumping to my point to say earlier, before we get too deep into this, I mean, it ain't wrong to go deep into things, you know what I'm talking about? Nudge your friends because you guys got that little dirty joke here early in the morning, 3 a.m. on True Speech with Zicking. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is episode 509. Of True Speech. I feel like, and I stand by this, ladies and gentlemen, fuck you if you disagree, we would probably be on like 515 by now. I mean, dude, if we hadn't had all those motherfucking months off and stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, I try not to, dude, but damn, so much shit gets so busy sometimes. So much shit happens. So much shit occurs in life. You don't have fucking time to sit down and do a podcast. Now, like, a big thing that I've been very well aware of my whole life, probably, essentially, probably the most important years, if anything, is accountability and time management. I'd rank time management ahead of accountability, though. Do you want to know why? Because, like, if you think about it, like, just for example, when I said this, and then we'll get into the Instagram plugs, and we'll plug all of our social medias and stuff like that. I know we digress. Sometimes I just want to fucking start talking and not drop any of those plugs. You either follow me or you don't, bitch. But yeah, before we digress, dude, we literally like that's why we don't go off topic, so we try not to get off topic so we don't lose track of what we're saying. But anyways, guys, like I said, let's might as well just fucking get this part out of the way. If you follow us on social media, if you have social media, obviously, it's one of the top tier ways of communicating, distributing podcasts for massive people to hear, for people that you don't even know. I mean, you could post it everywhere and anywhere. Like I said, it's the easiest thing, not just with podcasts, with more famously because I've been watching a lot of fights lately. Fight talk. I mean, you could spread your knowledge. I mean, Twitter, dude, it is just on top of them admitting legally that they have and allow porn on Twitter now. Twitter is the most open-spaced social media site that you can get the most wildest information. That's probably where I look at the most information and stuff, and I read and like to see what people generally have to say and stuff like that. I read comment sections and all that shit. But yeah, we have Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. And fuck you, I'm not calling it X. We're not porn stars here. We don't promote porn. Twitter is X. X is Twitter. So X, formerly known as Twitter. You guys ever read the emails? The emails from Twitter, like when they say like just update you and shit, like when things happen, like oh, so and so followed you, so and so followed you back, or whatever else it is and shit like that. You see those fucking emails that says formerly known as on there, and their little what's it called, the little bar, the little when they have abbreviated and shit like that. So yeah, we are live on Twitter, not the show. I mean, I wish. I was actually thinking about doing this. That because I feel like early on they did have spaces, but is it me or did Twitter remove spaces for a little bit? Spaces for anybody that doesn't know, it's like a spot where you can sit and record and talk to people, and people can chime in and kind of join in and stuff and live chat and stuff like that. It's pretty awesome though. I'm obviously we did try that video shit on Rumble for a bit, but it fuck all that video shit, because I don't want to have to fucking get ready. I don't want to look high out of my mind or something. I don't want to be butt. What if I'm butt naked one time and I need to record the show? What do you expect me to do? Nothing, because that's not gonna be true. And I've never done a show butt naked. I'm paranoid about bugs and all that. What if they just crawl up your asshole and all that stuff like that? That would not be pleasant. So, Truth Speech Pod on Twitter. AKA X, x.com/truthspeechpod. We have Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Follow us if you dare. Instagram.com/truthspeechpod as well. And obviously, you can't forget about the master, the curator, the one behind all this, the one behind the madness, the truth, the communication, the teachings that Truth Speech fucking brings, ladies and gentlemen. GT King Official on Twitter. x.com/GTKingOfficial, Instagram.com/GTheKing_official, and same thing with Threads. Does anyone and their mother go on Threads? I don't. I just don't feel like people do. It's I still remain to say that shit's just all over the fucking place. It's just like all this shit's crammed in one app. And how about it? If you wanna talk conspiracy theories within like the first 8 minutes of the show, the Threads app and the Twitter app looking almost dead ass identical. I mean, as you guys know, I mean, there's hidden signs behind a lot of shit, though, aka also known as subliminal messages. So, I mean, we're not gonna get into talking about all that shit like that, but holy fuck, holy fuck, do we have that audio? I mean, because we can play it. I mean, you can play it. If you can't play it, we can definitely put it on the queue for after the show. I mean, this is the first show we've done in like 3 weeks or so. And I fucking hate when I digress from the show. And I fucking hate when I go too long with that. But I was busy. Let's circle back to the time management, ladies and gentlemen. Let's circle back. You're never too busy. It's improper planning or poor planning. And you've got to be willing to do things according to plan, especially if they mean a lot of things to you or if they mean shit to you at all. Such as like a podcast for me, dude, that's been my life for 10 years, dude. We're on the 10th anniversary, man. And since we've been gone, since the break from the last episode, I'm gonna officially break some news for you. Some exciting news. It's not what you guys want to hear, but it's probably what you fucking need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Just kidding. It's probably be exciting for anyone that tunes in and listens. But so I've designed three podcast, Truth Speech podcast tees, but they're all the same, but they're just different colors, different editions. So I believe so, if I'm not mistaken, I have a yellow edition, a black edition, and I don't fucking remember the last one. Because I just, I was telling Julie yesterday, like, I'm done with fucking iPhones. I mean, I have iPad and all that, but I want to do a little bit of a half and half. So, I mean, point blank is my iPad has all the pictures on there too. But damn, dude, what the fuck kind of color was the picture? Is it possible to keep the fucking screen from not going off? Dude, when Julie goes back and re-listens to this, she's going to be hearing fucking all over the place. Every other sentence. Every other word. That's where I get the most grilled. And when I talk shit, or if I'm talking about a porno or something like that. You know what I mean? Like when X legalized it on there. I still haven't done the test though, ladies and gentlemen. I still haven't done the chest. I'm probably going to get in fucking trouble for this part. But I'm not convinced, ladies and gentlemen. I'll let someone else be a dumbass and do it, though. Not me. Not anyone I know. But I'm not convinced that they have porn on there. Or they allow it. Why the fuck would you want? Porn could be in different forms, man. Food porn, one of my top favorites. Dude, ultimate. And one thing I haven't had lately, man, is some pizza, dude. Some pizza. Pizza is absolutely bomb. I recently broke a routine with me and Julie. Well, not Julie. Julie doesn't eat this, but every time I get paid, I would always get a fucking pizza. Little Caesars pizza. Now, mind you, I like Little Caesars a lot. It isn't my favorite, but dude, it's like pizza is one of those rare things, along with burgers, burritos, and all that, and just a couple other countless amounts of food. I'm a fat ass, so I like to eat a little bit of everything. I like to think that every single meal I eat is absolutely bomb as fuck. So, like, Little Caesars, it's hella good. I like it. What are you doing? Don't hang up. It's bomb. It's bomb as hell. And, but it's just like, I don't know. It's not that it's cheap. It's just that I like it because it's a routine, I guess. I mean, that was a horrible way of explaining it, though, but it was a terrible way, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're back. It was a terrible way of explaining it, but dude, I mean, it's pretty damn good. But for pizza, I feel like same thing with burgers, same thing with Mexican food and all that. Dude, everything has a tier. Like, every time I've ever traveled throughout the last 10 plus years, any restaurant, any city I go to, same thing with pipe shops and smoke shops and all that, dude. Every time you go somewhere, right, you go to a new city, or you go visit some family member in a different city, or have a trip that you've been saving up for, whatever it is, and stuff like that, and anyone can relate, anyone and everyone probably can relate to this, you get a souvenir, right? People generally like to get souvenirs. I mean, I think that's ideal for me. Anytime I go somewhere new, I like to get souvenirs. I like to wear their merchandise. I like to rock it a little bit. I don't mind that. Fuck all the hate, man. You know what I mean? I mean, people shouldn't even hate when it comes to that in general. And what pops in my head specifically, I mean, I've always talked about this and I've said this a lot, is like how I've done this show for 10 years, but dominantly, what are most of my podcast episodes been about? I'll answer that. Fights. I've been breaking down the fights. I've been previewing matchups. You know, breaking down, giving my thoughts on them and stuff, you know, kind of making an MMA-based podcast, but branching away from just being pressurized to think I just need to talk about fights. No, it's my damn show, and I talk about where the fuck I want. That's what I had to put in my mind. I mean, I would just get pressured and stuff like that into thinking that I had to, talk about something specific. If I didn't have to talk about something specific, dude, it's your show. That's what I tell myself. And you talk about what the fuck you want to talk about. You know what I mean? And that's where you do. I mean, the numbers originally when I first started were excellent. They still are, but obviously you still got to push when it comes to, obviously, anytime you put your products out there and all that, dude. Now, like I said, exclusively being available on Amazon Music as well, even though I said fuck you Amazon a couple weeks ago because of the disappearing of my gift card. Did I ever talk about that with you guys? I talk about it on here, dude. Like, little did I know, and it's my stupid ass fault for not reading fine print, I guess. You know, when we download apps and shit like that, or we go on websites. Oh, terms, conditions, mainly more so centered towards when we download apps and shit. Oh, terms and conditions, blah, blah, blah. Click here to agree. And more of us than anything, just scroll, scroll, scroll. We don't even look. We click right through. Say fuck you to everything else and just let me get along to the app. Let me just get move, let me move along to the part where I can use the app. And no ads. Dude, every damn ad, every freaking app and their mother has a fucking ad everywhere. Dude, it's so annoying. Like, there's times where I'll turn my phone on airplane mode. If it's like, if I'm using, like, for example, like the collage app, like when you're putting your filter, when you're like, for example, there's a voice app that I use on here. Well, that I had used that has ads because I didn't like to use the main one. Don't ask why. I just, you know, just ads. But I get it. It's how people make their money and all that, you know. We don't want to take food off people's, we don't want to take food off people's tables if we don't need to. In my case, I'll probably eat all the food on the table. I'm just kidding. But yeah, let's send her back to the pizza thing. It, like, pretty much me saying I have a wide variety and favorite types of pizza, dude. There's just, dude, I'm an explorer. I'd like to say, like, you know how everyone creates their little bios and stuff like that on top of a podcast? I'm a food connoisseur. I'm a food, like, a connoisseur. Sierra, am I saying that right? Food connoisseur. I can't fucking pronounce that. I, let alone if you ask me to, you might as well ask me to walk backwards on a highway and get it right versus me trying to spell connoisseur. I know it's all real fancy and like French or something like that. But last I checked, this is America and I speak English. Just kidding. We're in America, full of divided individuals. There's a little bit of everything here. America's like the pit stop for other countries to come fuck off before they go back to where they're from. I mean, I don't know how we jumped right in this part, yeah, but dude, some of those countries have it far more stricter. I mean, one thing too. I mean, when I see in the news that people like Nicki Minaj and who's the other fuckface that got arrested in another country for possession of marijuana? Oh, I remember. It was that WNBA chick, at least I think it was a chick, dude. There's some conspiracy, since we're conspiracy based sometimes, dude. Some of the people saying that's a man. That's too damn tall to be a woman, and she looked very manly. Is it sexist to assume that someone's a man if they're not? I mean, people are so loud and proud to post if they're transgender in their Instagram bios and stuff like that. But we all know the story here, and I know I'm gonna hate for it, but suck a dick. There's literally only two, male and female. But another positive thing on top of that, if you guys want to get cooled off from my transgender comment just a few seconds ago, no male is more equal than a woman. No woman is more equal than a man, at least when it comes to the production stage. Meaning, like, okay, so a woman technically need, I mean, I know people go about saying like, oh, I don't need a man, blah, 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 blah. Shut up, you do, if you want to produce and I mean, obviously not everybody needs a man, like not every man needs a woman, I mean, but there's that little barrier in between where you're talking about love and comfort and satisfaction. And yeah, no one wants to sit there being alone for the rest of their life and all that. But I'm going talking about production stage. I mean, dude, I understand that different religions and shit like that. Yeah, we're in a fuck ton of different types of religions out there. different nationalities, different cultures, different ways of life. I mean, I could understand that, but dude, what do all these people have in common? All these different cultures, all these different countries, all these different types of people. Even if they're freaks or not. They're men and women. You never hear about no weird transgender shit in other countries. I mean, it's very strange. It's strange when they normalize it. And they don't even have a threshold or a threshold, aka like a standard, a self-standard or pre-made standard for... So I just put a wig on, I can walk right into the girls' bathroom. Is that true? Is it up to the store? If the store objects to it, but another store doesn't, what do you do? How do you establish anything? What's to stop that weirdo that dressed up in a wig from molesting or raping a woman in the bathroom? I'm not going to say all ugly people use a bathroom, but dude, you go in the restroom with some women in certain specific said stores, dude, regardless if you like it or not, there's going to be someone in there. And I don't think that a person waits for the perfect moment to rape someone. They just do it whenever the fuck they want. Like, that's just perverted to go in the bathroom, let alone peek, let alone make women feel uncomfortable in general. It's already worse that men make women feel uncomfortable. And I'm more so referring to online. Like, I've seen my cousin's messages. I've seen friends' message boxes full of creepy-ass messages. And dude, it's like, if you're messaging me at 2 in the morning, go fuck yourself. You fucking weirdo. That 2 a.m. Dude, if anyone, this is just advice to anybody in the world in general. I mean, I just always suspected it. I mean, like, not everybody's sleeping at the same time, right? Like we just got done saying earlier. But, like, for ladies, this is more for the ladies' side. Like, if a dude messages you, this is biased 100% too, by the way. If a dude's messaging you around, like, 2 or something in the morning, yeah, automatically make that creepy. Assume it's creepy. Shout out to Instagram, too, for making it to where you can only have verified followers follow or message you. I think it's, like, verified followers, not with the blue check mark, but, like, people that you follow. Otherwise, you won't see the messages. No, I'm not really too uppity, or what is it called, too... I don't really give a fuck about the messages parts and all that stuff. Like, I mean, I have all these social medias. I know we dropped the handles. I know all that stuff realistically. But, dude, mainly is because of the widespread varieties of people that there has been. That's the reason why that I've had social media over the years and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, I've been a very independent kind of person. I've been that kind of like, you know, I've only fucked with myself pretty much my whole life. I mean, I've just kind of worked with what I had. And I was talking about that with Julie the other day. But, dude, dominantly, like, dude, yeah. I mean, you get to reach a whole audience, different audiences of different people on different platforms. And speaking of that, I do believe we had, there was a YouTube or something-based event or something like that to where, you know, with the RSS feed, the new URL host provider, they made it to where we can have the opportunity or possibility to have our shows, our podcasts on YouTube. You know what I said? I said, fuck that and fuck YouTube and fuck the guy who, fuck you, excuse me, to the guy. Not fuck, that sounds weird. Especially at 3 a.m. or 3:30 a.m. And fuck you to the guy on YouTube. I mean, all the people that, you know, they have all these little nerdy ass people, not just at YouTube, probably in the Twitter's studio and the behind the Google and anyone that's in charge of censoring stuff like that. Got all these little fuck faces in little seats, monitoring what said people said, trying to find things about them that they can use to ridicule them in the near future and in the present day. I mean, it happens to all of our. A lot of real famous said public figures and celebrities and actors, actresses. I mean, look at what's going on with Trump. Look at what's happened with Tate over the years. Trump more likely, more recently though. I mean, has it ever stopped against Trump? I mean, dude, there's so much stuff going on in general, like, dude. But the focuses aren't on, they aren't on the problems, if that makes mistake, if that, excuse me, if that makes sense. The focuses in the country in general, and the way that this world is operating day by day, it's not focused towards anything that actually fucking matters. Maybe very minimal and stuff. But for example, President of the United States is just a puppet in charge. Really? Everybody has a boss. And if you think the president, let alone this shitty ass president, doing horrendous, I mean, as horrendous as I just keep on thinking about it when I see it and think about it and see videos of the senile pedophile child molester Joe Biden, dude, that can't be. That's fucking impossible. There's no way in hell that everything in the world going on in one of the most important countries and probably one of the most popular countries. I mean, the pedophile elite, the Hollywood branch of pedophiles and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, there's a little bit of everything. There's little fucking weirdos all over the place, but dude, Hollywood, all the box office movies. Everyone travels to Hollywood from their said country or whatever it is to see a movie or a premiere or, you know, or fighters and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of different types of, like types and varieties of people there. So it makes it interesting. It makes it interesting. But I feel like it makes it less boring too. Like just having larger varieties of people in general is where the hell are we? Some of you are like, where the fuck is he going with all this? Is this like story time? Are we having story time on our return episode of True Speech? Fuck yeah, man. I think I'm like maybe very borderline close. I'm gonna ask Julian and see if he answers me. Oh, but I've probably set a world record for the amount of effort it's utilized in one episode, let alone the first 30 minutes, right? Are you kidding me? It's almost been 30 minutes. How you guys enjoying the show so far? Something I haven't said in a while, on top of it, coming up. Sit back and relax. Kick your feet up. Pull out your Hornitos bottle of tequila, in which I don't have. This is probably the first year that I've passionately drank tequila in general. It's funny that I talk about it, but I don't have an ounce of it right now at all. But this bottle that they sell at the corner store around from my house is like 35 something dollars. But for all my Costco goers and visitors and enthusiasts, by the way, you never know what the fuck you'll find when you go in Costco. In a positive way. Just like, dude, you go in there and you find things you never thought you would need. I am thirsty as a whore on payday. I'm just kidding. How would I know? I never knew that. I never paid. I'm just kidding. But I can only imagine, though. But like I said, guys, if you like our show, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating, a 5-star review. We gotta update the algorithm. Meaning, like, dude, it can't just say our show's updated semi-weekly, dude. We got to drop episodes weekly. Because I refuse to do otherwise. But, like I said, we are streaming on simultaneous different platforms. Whichever one's your personal preference. If you're a Samsung goer, if you're an iPhoner, obviously, if you're an iPad user, obviously someone with a good charger, though, that doesn't keep your iPad at 20% for, like, 10 hours, you know what I mean? Just kidding. But that's one fucking thing I didn't even think about, though. We'll get into that. Instagram, True Speech Pod, GTheKing_official on Instagram, and x.com/GTKingOfficial. Subscribe, like, share, rate, review. Don't be fucking weird. You know, I've blocked the ability to direct message me on Twitter. And I wish there was a way you could do it on Instagram. You probably can. But dude, I just, when you see those message requests and stuff, not that I have anything like that, I just can only imagine, dude, like, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, even Facebook at the time, doing a horrible ass job of removing fake bots, spam bots, spells STDs for your computer all over the place. Like your computer shit will be fried fucking with all those viruses and all that stuff though. But can we backtrack for 10 seconds? 10 seconds ago? Maybe a little bit longer than that. 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, motherfucking 7. But we're gonna backtrack, ladies and gentlemen. Who's sitting back and relaxing? Because by the time y'all listen to this, by the time anyone and everyone listens to this, I genuinely hope you're doing something absolutely fucking savage, my wonderful humans, my wonderful listeners, my wonder truth speech, my wonder, I said my wonderful truth speechers. Dude, we are on fucking fire. In fuego. Importante. Me and my broken Spanish. I sound so white when it says that. But sit back and relax, ladies and gentlemen. And why I said that, because dude, this has been the first time we have smoked on the show in a while. However, coughing is a bitch. I hate it. And I genuinely, when I smoke, man, I know I've got in trouble for Julie hates when I cough, and she told me the real nurse-based definition about, you know, what something could lead to and, you know, like, the things that can happen. Obviously, I did discuss and say that she used my Google for nursing-related questions and health-related shit. Dude, you can blow a fucking lung out and stuff. Dude, hearing how, like, how my brother would cough and shit like that for years, it's fucking crazy, dude. I like to inhale the smoke and stuff like that. But, you know, like, the longer I go, for example, without those stizzies and stuff like that, you know, like the e the weed, the what's it called? Is it, it's not called e-cigarette. Cigarettes are nasty ass nicotine and people smell like absolute shit. If you smoke cigarettes, you stay the fuck away from it in general. Because whatever's on you will linger on my clothes and I'll smell like a dirty asshole. So what were they called? Dude, we literally lost our train of thought. We gotta be slow here on this show. I'm just kidding. It's only 3:34 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah, so point blank B, I try not to. I mean, dude, I just focus on the high when I get high. I don't focus on anything else around me. You know, let's see, it's the art of mastering things, but it's also the beautiful, simple art of your approach. You know, you guys remember, let alone probably can only imagine it for yourself. Our approach is ideally the number one fucking thing in the world that can determine the outcome of a said negative thing and or positive thing. It results, our decisions are real time decisions in those moments, in those, whether they're critical, whether they're important, whether they're something that, you know, obviously just anything and everything. I'd like to say that. I mean, I don't, same thing is why I don't like to cherish and glorify someone for, or appreciate someone, or just highlighting their flaws and stuff. Like, oh, you know, because you've went through hell and back in your life and whatever else it is, you know, I feel closer to you or something. So no, I don't want to celebrate someone because they've went through hell and back. Oh, you guys hear my stomach? We're about to have the munchies too in a second, so I know what I'm gonna do after this show, but stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going anywhere here. We're just getting started here. I mean, dude, the fact we start smoking now, that's also a world record. Not just now, but now, as in this late in the show. So kick back, relax, get your feet up. Let's get this shit on the road. It says my left earbud is at 13%. Dude, I have had one fucking hell of a ride with Beats. These Beats are studio buds in the last few weeks. Ask Julie herself, let alone just everything karma-based, everything that's meant to happen to me was happening and consistently reoccurring and stuff. But another thing on top of accountability, on top of being aware of stuff and willing to try new things, is being, not like aware of it. I mean, I know we just probably said that, but being aware of the situation. Say for example, something unfortunate happens to you, but you fuck up on something, and you get in trouble, or something happens, or just it's not done correctly, or something happens. Okay, you're aware of the situation. You're aware of ways that you can do or improve the situation, or make sure then ensure that this doesn't happen again. Whatever the said thing may be. As long as you're aware of the shit you're doing, and you're willing to work on those things and not be, remain the same, because I'm not saying this biasedly, ladies and gentlemen, but I can say this with confidence that I believe that more people in the world than anything should never be satisfied when it comes to success, should never be satisfied when it comes to just accepting the minimal. And also, last but not least, to sum up what we just fucking said, the first thing, dude, my stomach is fucking my freaking. Dude, you hear that shit? To talk about breaking records and establishing history on the show. It's the first show we've smoked this late into the show. First show we've ever said fucks, the word fuck, a billion times. And the first show that we've been hearing my stomach constantly growling. You have something to say, stomach? You had something to tell me? Is there something you guys want to say to the lovely listeners? A little bit, a divided portion of men and women. Notice Spotify for podcasters doesn't have statistics for transgenders, though. Prefer to be men and women only to listen to the show. I mean, I welcome all ears, though. I know we could talk forever. Fuck yeah, we can. But I said we were gonna smoke, right? I'm gonna take a commercial break. We don't take breaks on here. Who wants to guess why? Because on top of it throws the rhythm off. But the new RSS feed, the website and all that, it doesn't let you move around shit and customize. Like put your episodes in order. Sometimes if you can't get all the footage and stuff like that, hidden footage that I will still look and see if I have. Because when my iPhone was smashed a couple weeks ago, one thought came to my head. I was like, fuck. I had some hidden podcast footage on there. And the worst part was, ladies and gentlemen, is like the worst part in general, when you fucking break something that you really have, that you like, that was of value. I'm thinking on top of my phone being fucked up, there was some hidden exclusive footage of True Speech with the King. Now I know where to find all this shit if I do. If I do decide to add it to the audio or for today's episode, I mean, I'm not going to add it to the audio. It's going to be like maybe some bonus content or something like that. Dude, my stomach is talking up a fucking storm. What should we eat? I've been craving like some top ramen lately. Don't know why. Dude, my stomach is growling like a whore right now. What's wrong, stomach? You didn't get enough to eat? Don't worry. Nevertheless, these munchies, my munchies, this munchie activator right here, aka this, just the straw, my pipe and all that, dude. So, speaking of that, me and my cousin, we're trimming a little bit of his homegrown weed plants earlier and stuff like that. So I got a little bit of a little bunch of stuff in this little ass jar that I have and stuff. He didn't seem too satisfied with it. In a way, because it's obviously his first batch and all that, but not gonna get too into details and stuff. But I said I threw in a little positive comment his way, like, well, at least it gives you a head change, man. Because if it didn't give you a head change, meaning like there's times where I've been smoked like three or four hits or so, and then it takes me like 10,000 times to hit it before I actually get high. Then, like, there's been times where there's been certain weeds that I've tasted, and I'm like, oh, that's a mouthgasm. Like an orgasm in your mouth. On a side note, also, have you guys been hearing my toe pop, like, consistently in your ear for the first time? This is, like, my first time sitting up on the bed like this. I've never sit on the bed or record the show or anything like that. with anything like that, well, in general. But we are going to I'm gonna look for that audio real quick, and we're gonna cut to a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. True Speech is going nowhere. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for staying patient. It appears, ladies and gentlemen, it appears I'm gonna go full on British for this one. Avoid saying the word fucking, ladies and gentlemen. You hear me almost say it. I'm going absolutely British for this one. We have footage, ladies and gentlemen. We have some content. I gotta stop fucking using that word, man. Both content and the word fucking. Fuck, fuck, fucky, fuck, fuck. Get the fuck out. I'm gonna get all the fucks out. But we have content, so I just look on a commercial break. I checked out on my iPad and make sure it was under the right email. We do. Episode 509, part one. Well, we didn't essentially get to finish it, but this will be some special edition stuff put up and curated for this episode later on. I mean, obviously, like I said, it's going to be bonus content after, because, dude, nothing replaces today's show. I mean, we still have a little bit to go, but, dude, the return shows always end up being the best ones. One bad habit I have when I do smoke, though, if I'm sitting up in here, like, if I'm sitting up on my bed, because my bed's, like, pretty high off the ground and shit like that, so, I smoke with my head down, so there's been a fair share of times where ashes have fell down on my fucking skin and burned, and or burned through my clothes or my shorts, so on average, I would have a burn marks due and near the crotch area, because that's more than likely where it usually would fall down. Side note, guys, my birthday is in under a month. July 2nd. July. It's June 8th today, bitches. So it's underneath. It's a little bit under a month. And 28. There's nothing exciting about age 28. You know, the way I see it and the way I've seen it, honestly, like growing up, I mean, dude, age 13 was cool when I turned 13. Age 16 and age 21. Like in between 18 and 19, there's no 18, 19, 20. Okay, 18, you're quote unquote adult. You can do whatever you want. Most kids had the idea of that the wrongest, and they more than likely suffered very tremendously. Meaning, like, if you wanted to move out of your parents' house so bad when you're 18, or you're tired of people telling you what to do and all that. Those kids never usually end up lasting, man. I mean, it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if they're mom or dad. I mean, everyone has to have some sort of a structure, way to do that, do something. I mean, I know several people in the world, and there's more than half people nowadays, and just today's generation are absolute fucking shit storms and shit shows of human beings. Absolutely just horrendous. Absolutely just, no, just absolutely not. People have no morals. People have no ways of means of progressing. And this kind of centers me back to what I was saying earlier. That more people than anything in the world, dude, you cannot be fine with just being the same, but being subpar, not being important enough. I mean, dude, it's not up to me to determine or declare someone's importance. And their level of importance, I should say. But I can list the facts, though. I can list the things, the flaws and the dangers and the things that they do absolutely shitty about. Then that's kind of when you formulate your own thesis or scenarios about shit. Then you kind of put it all together like a little puzzle. I do believe it's time to... Dude, hold the fuck on, you little stomach whore. What the fuck are we even going to eat? Usually if I'm hungry like that, dude, I'll eat the fuck out of anything. Cup of noodles sound good. Well, they're not cup of noodles. They're the Marjoram ramens. Terrible for you, I know. But, dude, as long as I eat food, and I'm alive, that's all that matters. Obviously, I prefer personally to have the duration of my life to be as long as possibly humanly possible. I like to think that I'll never die, but that's unrealistic. And we gotta be truthful here on Truth Speech with Zicking, ladies and gentlemen. Let's load this shit up. Anybody got plans for this cesspool filled weekend? Everyone enjoy their Friday. Oh yeah, it's Friday. What are you gonna do? Oh girl, it's almost here. Blah 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. That'd have to be so boring. Oh, it's almost Friday. A few more days. Like, you can't be sitting around, let alone just, I mean, obviously, like I said, if you keep yourself busy throughout the day and you have several things to do and all that and whatnot, you can, you obviously keep yourself busy in many ways. But it seems like some people just dread, like, their weeks. Ugh, like another day gone by. You must have not gone fucked good if you're hating your life when you wake up. You gotta wake up in the morning, look in the mirror. It all starts when you wake your ass up in the morning and you look in the mirror. You curate and specifically, I don't know if it was a word, determine. Like, you literally, like, you are setting the energy flow for your entire day. And whether or not you're spreading negativity, ideally, I wouldn't push for people to spread negativity. I'd like to say that, you know, generally, I think about it in a positive way. Every fucking day I wake up, I say, it's going to be a motherfucking great day. It's going to be an amazing day. Dude, a day is so long. Oh, yeah, 24 hours in one day. But, dude, the amount of time that you have throughout the day, I mean, some people, like, speaking of the time that we have throughout the day, I mean, if you really think about it, I've sat and thought about this just countless times. Like, people generally have different opinions about it, about the time, about how time surrounds us, how about the time we have to do stuff, the lack of time that we don't have, or the lack of proper planning on their end, and also on the other their end, too, the lack of time management. Point blank, you shouldn't ever fucking have any excuses. Unless it's like the ultimate inevitable. Yeah, like my what's it called? Like when I first crashed on that scooter, remember that? Been probably close to over, I think it's been over a year now. It's been a little bit, like a year, just barely itching a year. It was hard to put on a t-shirt. Let alone put my arm up, let alone get the fuck on my bed, because like I told you earlier, I told you guys earlier, my bed's high, hella high off the ground. So point blank is, dude, it was some of the worst damn pain in the world. My shoulder cuff was fucked. I mean, I still, in some ways, I tell Julie all the time sometimes, I'm convinced it still is, and I would generally be curious to see like a MRI of it, just in general. I just want to see what's wrong, if there's anything wrong. I mean, no one ever really knows what the hell is wrong with them unless they go to the doctor. But yeah, people like me, like several others I know, that don't go to doctors because they say, fuck that, man. The reason why, I mean, I don't even have a negative approach towards this, man. It's more so for the people and for myself and for the best interests of myself and the people, meaning that. So when I say fuck you to your vaccine or fuck you to the mask mandates and whatever else it is, dude, I generally mean that. Because it's not enough. A mask won't do enough to protect you in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of it was touted on the immune systems. If your immune system's good, I mean, generally, you relatively can get through anything. If you are someone who runs a lot, like, dude, it's been fucking hot the last week here in California. You're hitting like a mass heat wave, dude. Sweating every possible ounce of fucking water out of my system. I was dying just, I was just like, dude, holy shit, this is fucking terrible, bro. Like, you know how you get like some spam mail sometimes and you read some stuff and, you know, you see stuff you never probably would think about or do. Like, just like the same thing when you go to Costco, you never know what the hell you're gonna do. Or You never know when the last time is you're gonna see someone, or you never know, you know what the hell, how any of the days to come are gonna actually truly transpire until they happen. I mean, obviously, like I said, we can't ignore the setup process and all that. Like, obviously, we gotta curate something. We gotta, I'm not saying create something, bitches. I say curate. Well, you gotta mold this from the bottom to the top without any ego behind it. You gotta do it absolutely blindless. You know, they say, love is blind. Well, don't go falling in love and assuming that love is blind, because you'll be a fucking idiot and be absolutely shattered, probably, very likely. But, I mean, love is blind in a lot of ways. It's like a feeling that's irreplaceable. And affection and all that. It's all wonderful stuff. So, I mean, if you have that, by all means, you're a lucky person. I mean, obviously, pat yourself on the back if you do. If you don't have that, get your ass up and go ask the girl out, or the man, or the transgender now, since we're in 2024. Go ask one of those two, of those three people, the man, the woman, or the transgender. Just ask that motherfucker out on a date. Ask him, let's see if people even do this anymore. A coffee date. Do people do that anymore? Coffee dates? Starbucks coffee date? Is it a real thing? Let alone on top of that, if that's not a real thing, tell me about those newspapers. Anybody use newspapers? I mean, have you ever wiped your asshole with a newspaper? I can't say I have. I just only imagine, dude, how fucking astonishingly hard it is. I don't want no paper cuts up on my ass cheek, so there's no way that shit's ever going to get out. That would be absolutely crazy. So, I was, yesterday evening, I was so zooted whatsoever. Not zooted, like, I was just stoned, like, because, you know, me and my cousin, like I said, we were talking about earlier, trimmed the plants and stuff, so I was smoking while I was doing. So, I was sitting back thinking, you know, kick back, putting my foot up, and I was thinking, dude, I've done a lot of shit in my life in general. Like, just in general, from events to situations. And just lots of different things happening and going on in life. And, you know, I'm living life. So there's really no big story or anything that, you know, sums up those points. Yeah, I've grown up. I've dealt with whatever I have, whatever the cards permitted. Can my weed stop fucking falling out of this piece of shit? It's like overstuffed, but dude, I just don't like the weed too far down, you know? You know what I mean? Maybe because I don't, it's a wood tip. I created this pipe myself. I would never show it on camera though, because it looks like a funny. Fuck you. It's all about smoking. At least I'm not one of those people that forget their lighters, dude, and you have to go fucking use a stovetop. You ever had to use a stovetop to light like a joint or blunt? Shit's not fun, and it's fucking hot. Sometimes those gas stoves don't turn on right away, so I'm not trying to get blown up. This ain't no Iran or India. We aren't gonna get blown up here. We're gonna get blown off, as in sucked off. I'm just kidding. That was a terrible fucking, that was a terrible comparison. But quite funny, though, let me tell you. But we're at 52 minutes, and we're gonna, remind you guys, we are gonna throw in a 20-minute clip. I haven't listened to it. I actually wasn't going to do that until I really started thinking about it. I was like, dude, I mean, I might as well put my sexy ass voice in the ears of these men and women, more so towards the men. Oh, yeah. Gayness level 100%. I'm just kidding. Hell no. You got me fucked up. I'll never be gay. I'd rather get hit by a car than be gay. Oh, yeah. That's crazy. But, have y'all been enjoying this latest episode of True Speech? Like I said, a lot of moving parts in the background, ladies and gentlemen. Meaning, like, just in life in general. But that's not for us to talk and discuss here on this show. But mind you, I would like to discuss it and stuff. But some of this stuff, you know, in life, sometimes it's best to keep stuff in. I would never advocate for people to do this shit. But you gotta hold it in sometimes. You can't vent to no one. Especially if they're a dumbass. You'd be walking into a wall. Or, you know, it would be pointless, honestly. It would be completely fucking pointless to try to clean up someone's mess or clean up someone's dirty laundry, do someone's dirty laundry, or just someone's overall things that they do that are negative, you know, someone's traits or so. You know, you've got to be the person that you can. But if there's things that you can't achieve that are unachievable, that you just can't get out your head. I mean, dude, mind you, there's the times that I'm razor thin close to being able to accomplish whatever the fuck the task was or whatever, and I just can't get over that last step. That's just the worst. And when you buy it online, and it's another thing when you get things on Amazon and stuff like that, they don't or come from other countries or whatever else it is. Sometimes these motherfuckers send you wrong shit. Sometimes, I don't know how people operate in a lot of ways. Kind of crazy, because it's like a video game, kind of like we're our own playable characters in the world. So that's literally what if they ever fucking released Grand Theft Auto 6, but that's literally like kind of what we're like as human beings in general. Playable characters with all the dirty laundry possible, either behind the scenes or whatever else it is. We're people in general. We're not perfect. We are people, though. We are. I mean, obviously, we do make mistakes. This weed fell out a fucking game, dude. That's terrible. I'm going to cut the quick commercial break, and I want to tell you guys about my experience with the iPad and the iPad charger recently. I promise you guys, we are not going anywhere. It doesn't matter for 5 minutes to a fucking hour, but True Speech is going nowhere. I'm back in 30 seconds. I believe that we can, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I see nothing wrong with this. I mean, I just simply have not made any trips to the pipe shop as of late, so I'm keen to do it the fucking lazy way. You know what I mean? Gotta move that microphone a little bit. Yeah, something like that. That's perfect. I'm destined to do it the fucking lazy way. Because sometime, very rarely, folks, very rarely, the lazy way is just the simple way, you know? It's the pussified way to get things out of the way. But for me, since I'm talking about smoking weed, I think you can use a lazy way for that. Dude. This stuff has a substantial high, though. I like it. I enjoy it. I cherish it. No, I won't stick this weed up my ass. No, I will not eat cookies. I'm just kidding. No one ever asked me that. I was going to say, I know I won't eat cookies. Yeah, that's one thing, like, random. I know this is completely random. But, yeah, I don't like edibles. And don't fuck with them. Stay the fuck away from me. And especially, I mean, dude, cookies. I mean, I like the brand. If any, you know, anybody, shout out to anybody that has tried those. And if you do know what I'm talking about, you're fucking awesome. Cookies, yeah, cookies, the brand, super good. I mean, dude, another one on top of that, dude, LA Kush and the gelato. Oh my God, dude. Absolute dick grabbers. What a weird gay-ass reference was that? Or great gay-ass phrase that I just used, huh? They're barn burners, dude. They're absolutely fucking savage. There's a time... I like that different shops. Like the weed shops that they do have out here in California and stuff like that. I like that there's a lot of a variety of product to pick from. And stuff, so it makes it a little bit more fun. I mean, for me, it's like a little ass kid in a candy store. Which reminds me of what I was thinking of when I was at the table and stuff, and I was getting real stoned and stuff like that, and I was reflecting and thinking about stuff. So, like, obviously, like I said, I don't like edibles. I mean, I smoke weed up the ass like a crazy person. But I was, as I was getting stoned and stuff, I think my grandpa and, like, cousin were in there, I was literally, like, reflecting on a lot. I'm like, dude, I haven't really even done, I can't even like explain it in a way. Like, I was just like thinking, dude, I've done some crazy shit and all the wild exotic things, you know, like not drugs or nothing like that, just different things people try, like certain alcohols or, you know, obviously, like said, weed and stuff. And if there is extra extraterrestrial, well, not extraterrestrial, I don't even think it's the right word for it, like extra exotic things that people haven't tried, such as like mushrooms or cocaine, heroin, never tried, by the way, none of those things. Well, mushrooms, yeah, mushrooms, like, it's a different kind of, like, experience. I mean, I gotta have a guaranteed chaser so my mouth doesn't feel like I'm chewing horse shit, you know what I mean? But other than that, I mean, dude, that's fantastic. But I don't center my life around drugs or drug-related things. I get stoned, and that's the best part about it. I tend to think my topics and my conversations are far more relaxed, less stressed. Because, mind you, there's been times where, I mean, obviously, like I said, I know sometimes my Jules gets upset when I cuss a lot and say like a lot of shit. But there's a lot of times it was either like before I go to work, or it was before a podcast or during, or so. I mean, it's very rare when I was during a podcast, but dude, there's been sometimes where I was pissed, I was agitated before I left. So meaning like I had just gotten agitated by a said individual. And then dude is like, dude, imagine going into work, having to be so damn mad that you're not even able to think. You know what you're up against, you know what's gonna happen. You could know you have pretty damn good idea what could occur during the day. And for some people, having control over your mind, I mean, is having no control in a way. Like, dude, it's so perfect the way that it goes about things. Well, the way I go about things is what saves it, aka also referring to your approach. If I didn't have a solid approach, I wouldn't get anywhere. I don't think anybody would. That's what people need to take those words like a grain of sand and shove them up your ass. That's a little aggressive. No, make sure it goes through one ear and doesn't come out the other, because there's a lot of helpful information in the world accessible to human beings, regardless of the corrupt country you're in, regardless of the corrupt presidents, regardless of all the agendas that they're pushing that aren't important. You can always find the truth about things. AKA when the last time I did mushrooms, well, I found an answer. I mean, it was a while ago. But I just was sitting there wondering, like, what the fuck is the real answer? What am I supposed to be doing? Number three, what is my calling? Number four, the littlest form of whatever you call it. I was just hopeless in a lot of ways. But that's just growing up, though, in general. Like, a lot of people sometimes need guidance and all that. And this wasn't any time recently or had anything to do with anyone specifically at this time. You know, I'm just a general as a human being, a guy who likes to, I mean, obviously, like I said, I like to fix things. I like to fix things physically, obviously fix moods if I can, inspire, reach out to people. I mean, I like to say that I'm a voice for the people. You know, speak very highly, and I'm very intelligent as well. Oh, look at me, I'm kissing my own ass here on this episode of True Speech, dude. It's 4 a.m. now. Let's hashtag it back to that 4 a.m. The 4 a.m. podcasts are the most fucking lit ones. But not if you're too stoned. And not if you lose track of the very last thing you said or something like that. That's why I don't like if you're smoking with someone, for example, or you're smoking with me or someone, like, I generally think everyone, like, you know, when you go to parties and whatever else it is, or potlucks or whatever the fuck it is, or just go simply visit your family, you bring party favors? Or are you not? Are you a party pooper? I was just curious because, you know, there's a lot of things to do. There's still a lot of things. There's always going to be a lot of things to do. It's, what's it called? It's important. Because there's a lot of things that we got to do as human beings to get to where we want. Say what you want about the approach, all you want. Say that, oh, shoulda, coulda, woulda, oh, go eat a dick if it comes to you not owning up to what the real reason is behind it. Like, I have no problem. I was telling Jules yesterday, I was just like, I have no problem with absolutely grilling myself for something if it's true. Now, mind you, like I said, I'm a shitty liar. I'm the worst damn liar in the world. I cannot consistently keep a speech up and conversation, let alone to talk about it, to discuss hatred or anything like that or any of that stuff. But dude, my energy was taken from me that night. That shit was really intense, though. I mean, I didn't realize that the person updated the, overall account. Well, the person as in the people. People update what they are seeking. They update their what they're wishing. Look at us sounding like we're talking about referring people to electronics and stuff. Like, people fill their head with a lot of stuff, and you can fill your head with bullshit, or you can fill your heads with the reality of things. Which one do you want to do? It's just crazy. Is it now, like, now that we're in like an hour deep in? I was like, we take a couple puffs of weed, man, and it's get like so freaking lost in sauce. I can't say I get tired, but dude, I mean, dude, there are some times where I will try to do a podcast and I wouldn't be comfortable, dude. This is because, like, sitting in a chair. Yeah, I sit in this fucking chair, but the posture is off. It's shitty. It doesn't get better. It doesn't improve. I'm gonna have fucked up wrist and stuff. Probably carpal tunnel and all that. Or my back posture probably will be shittier in the future. I mean, it's important, obviously, like, so working on the posture and all that, keeping all that stuff good. Generally eating right, I guess, if that's a thing. In reality, though, healthier food is more fucking expensive, all right? But who gives a fuck? As long as you have good stamina. I mean, dude, it's been, like I said, to backtrack like 100,000 minutes ago. It's fucking hot as fuck. And it's been very hot as fuck. So, in the midst of the shittiness, in the midst of absolute torch filled hell on Earth, on top of it being absolutely fucking hot, my fucking brain was being torched. And any ideas, anything I was aspiring to do, any tasks a hand, any ideas, any ways of fixing things, any production-based things were substantially cut more than half. I guarantee probably say like 75%. Only because I blame it on the sun. I blame it on Joe Biden. I blame it on the global warming. Oh yeah, let me choke on this dick. Oh, global warming, climate change. Oh, fuck off, pussies. But yeah, man. Definitely wish we could substantially talk about. I'm looking at me trying to use big words now. Substantially, I really want to talk about it, but you can't. It's something for closed doors, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we designed those T-shirts and stuff. We returned yesterday. We returned. I was gonna say we returned yesterday. We returned today with a hard-hitting episode of True Speech. Just know, ladies and gentlemen, we are not going anywhere. Maybe that's what I'll do when I'm waiting for Julie to get out of work sometimes, a couple times. I'll be in the front seat, kick my feet up, and we'll have some chats, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have some chats. We'll have some discussions. I'm still thinking about that Spaces, the Twitter Spaces and stuff like that. I still might entertain that, but dude, I want to make sure that we get back on track with these podcasts. I mean, we haven't gotten off track, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a lot of time in between. And people gotta have the shows, you know what I mean? And that was a perfect example of if I was sitting right up and the weed burned, it would have been right in or towards the crotch area. No fun. Not fun and not cute. Especially when you look like you have holes all over your penis area, right? And that doesn't seem fun. Can you believe that we went for over an hour? I mean, that's nothing new, but dude, this episode I feel like is so personal and full of different levels of knowledge. It'll definitely keep you on your feet for sure. There's no weird fucking weirdos streaming the show or anything like that. Or just no weird fucking weirdos in my life in general. I'd like to say that. But ladies and gentlemen, as previously mentioned before, we got some bonus edition podcast content for y'all. Now, mind you, I haven't listened to it. Probably not even a damn second of it. I mean, the last time it was updated, dude, we had worked on part one of episode 509 on the 20 fucking fourth. And what's today's date? What is today's date? It says, is that the ninth? My eyes are blurry. Oh, June 8th. Yeah, so it's June 8th. So a little bit over a week ago. We're lagging bad on that shit. If when and if this goddamn weather changes and it'd be cold. It was cold as fuck outside actually earlier when I went to the bathroom and take a piss during the commercial break. It was breezy as fuck. It was breezy as fucking hell. Well, hell's not breezy. It's full fire and shit, but you know what I mean. All right, guys. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. That is our motherfucking truth hour. The truth speech. I just like truth speech with the king, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, I say truth speech just to kind of nickname it, but we're available everywhere. Like I said, you get your shows. So if you're a picky bitch and or prefer the best of the best and or have an opinion for the best of the best when it comes to service providers, you should have seen me try to activate eSIMs, the electronic SIM card and stuff and all that bullshit the other day. It was terrible, let alone a shitty ass iPad charger. Like, you know, I got some of the best and I've had some of the best of the technology and what it's offered and just the world in general. But next fucking time, just in general, the way I put my mind into like my phones or the podcast or anything else around, I gotta put my mindset towards getting a good damn charger for my iPad. I mean, I was telling Julie this yesterday. I only see myself getting the authentic ones. Same thing I think about for people that have iPhones or Androids or whatever else it is. Get and keep the most authentic parts. That's the best for you. But as we said, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for us today. You can follow us on Twitter. If you go on Twitter, the site that's newly allowed porn on there now. You still got to do the test. I'm just kidding. Twitter.com/truthspeechpod. Instagram.com/truthspeechpod. GTKingOfficial on Twitter. And GTheKing_official both on threads.net. And Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. So, mind you, one more time, ladies and gentlemen, we got 20 minutes of hard-hitting random podcast content, probably with, I don't fucking remember what it was. I didn't even know we had it, because I think it was because the iPhone was smashed or something, but this is on the iPad, and it's on the same Apple account or whatnot. So, 20 minutes of content coming up for you guys after this one. We will see you all sooner rather than later, for sure, though. Enjoy this next 20 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. We are absolutely out of this bitch. So enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's late as fuck in the show, maybe an hour and 20 plus minutes late, but listener discretion is advised when listening and or streaming the show. Available on all platforms, Spotify Podcast, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, and then some. And your mama, and Pornhub too as well. We're available on, I'm just kidding. We're available on all your major podcast providers, ladies and gentlemen. And then some. However, we're not going to merge onto YouTube. Fuck YouTube. But last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, appreciate y'all for joining in and tuning in for this episode of True Speech. I'm sorry for causing any mask withdrawals from this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just kidding, you little fuckers. Have a good rest of your weekend, though. Drive safe. That's a big ass thing, man. I'd be wanting to smack the fuck out of people that drive shitty and stuff like that and make it legal, like the Purge movies, you know what I mean? So, I got 45, 46 minutes left in California in real time. Never mind. I thought it said 1:19 a.m. Oh, it said 4:19. So a little bit under 2 hours until we can legally buy alcohol. Not that I was going to. I just thought I would point it out for you little alcoholic motherfuckers out there. I'm just kidding. But we're out of this bitch, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you guys enjoy. Obviously, have a good weekend. Be safe. And don't do anything I want to do to the most further extent. And we still got to get these munchies and stuff. We got to take one more puff before we get out of here, too. I mean, it's literally 4:20 as we speak. So that makes it more fucking awesome. What a damn good show today. Always good to come back. Next, we'll be in a different location. Just like we have in studios and stuff. Like, we move studios and all that. Because it was on Spotify podcast and moving to the RSS feed. So, back in your life sooner rather than later, ladies and gentlemen. The 20-minute clip coming up after these messages. And we're free at motherfucking last, y'all. We're free, baby. We are free. Alas, from Twitter jail, ladies and gentlemen. This is a celebration, dude. We're free at last from the jail that is Twitter jail. As promised and as said on the most previous episode of True Speech, dude, we, alas, ladies and gentlemen, are free from motherfucking True Speech hell and jail for our violent slash hateful speech, hate speech. Next strike could result in a suspension, dude. But you know what they fucking say, right? You know what they fucking say. You know you've made it when people are taking notice, as in to put strikes on your account or suspend you. I mean, they had my shit in read-only mode. Could you fucking believe that? But nevertheless, dude, the first thing we do when we come out, I mean, obviously, we still had access, man. It was in read-only mode. I still had the podcast account, so everything else was perfect. I was like, not like I was completely barred from that motherfucker. I still enjoy it, dude. Twitter is like where I get the most of my information. Out of all things, dude, I'm surprised Meta wasn't the first thing. But nevertheless, before we get too fucking deep up in this pussy, I'm just kidding. Before we get too deep up in this bitch, ladies and gentlemen, this is True Speech with the King. We're back. We're live. It's good to be back, as promised. As I said, we weren't going to go, nor nevertheless leave you guys hanging. Hell no, dude. It feels like we just returned. That, like, how I feel about this episode is how I should have felt with the first episode back. But like I said, guys, if you have checked it out, check it out. If the truth doesn't lie, episode 508. That shit was just released yesterday. Dude, my days have been crammed up the ass together, so I can't believe that, dude. Yeah, it was absolutely fucking crazy. And I just noticed a typo on top of that. So that's two episodes back to back. We are doing the damn thing. So, without further ado, it's going to be back, like I said. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 509. Give us a follow on social media that we still have that isn't suspended, ladies and gentlemen. True Speech Pod on Instagram. True Speech Pod on Threads. And twitter.com/truespeechpod. And if you want to give me a follow over on my social media, why it's still allowed, I mean, why it's still here. I mean, that's the funniest part about it. Like, I was making a joke about that, like, earlier and shit like that. But, yeah, dude, oh, my God, I didn't even fucking say anything that was that bad, dude. Not as bad as what we're about to talk about on this show. So let's fucking jump right into this shit. So they're making a George Floyd movie. Is it a document? Terry? Who's gonna play Joel? Is this gonna be like a live action movie of the cop kneeling on his neck? Like, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. This is what we talk about when it comes to Hollywood pushing the agendas. When it comes to the government pushing their agendas, you know, the plans, you know, everything that they want to see put in store and put in play. I mean, Klaus Schwab is stepping down as the WEF chairman or so, taking like an executive role where he doesn't have to do as much work, but still going to be like a demonic based group. So point blank is, dude, they're making a movie about George Floyd. Who the fuck is George Floyd? First off, they have statues of this man, the only black man in history, mind you, that was wrongfully killed by cops that did just happen to catch on the camera. Okay, but what's the difference between, like, mind you, in real talk, ladies and gentlemen, I know we hit a hot stone here and probably ruffled some feathers out there in the world if we really just touch base on this. So let's dial it back for a second. I know who the fuck George Floyd is, but you know, it's the one person that sparked all the Black Lives Matter, all that nonsense and all that, dude. So personally, and I've talked about this quite substantially and significantly over the time, dude, not only do Black Lives Matter, Latino lives, white lives matter, a lot of people, I would want to hear that one, but dude, everyone's life matters. Like, I want to sit somewhere thinking that everyone's life matters. I don't want one group of people that are one race to think they only matter. Only our life matters. Only our nationality matters. Mind you, America's stolen land from Indians and stuff. And mind you, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is California is like the home. America is like the home to immigrants now. I mean, California, what I was going to say a second ago, has so many different walks of life when it comes to people here. Dude, there's Indians owning every single 7-Eleven. Dude, realistically, there's a little bit of everything over here now. Everyone's coming here since it's super easy now. Since Joe Biden turned a blind eye to the border and said, fuck you to the border policies, excuse me. And, dude, it's never been this easy to get into America, to gain citizenship, to receive aid, receive houses, receive food, have a roof over your head, not have to work hard. The only goddamn thing you got to do is being illegal. Now, mind you, I'm not against any. I know America, like I just got done saying, America's stolen land. So I'm not opposed to this. I just want to know why it's so loose. Why is a border policy so loose? I mean, fuck, dude. If it's that easy to get into Japan, or is there any other fucking country that's easy to get into this easy? So if I'm from the United States, does that make me an immigrant to foreign countries? It's immigrant, goddamn well guarantee you. It ain't that easy to get into other countries. It says. So how do we do this? We jumped into this episode of True Speech. We jumped and we struck while the iron was hot. I mean, the George Floyd thing. Dude, George Floyd. So let's get back. I wanted to make a point about that. So how many Black Americans or African Americans have been killed by police wrongfully? How many Black Americans can you think of that the media has covered? How many white Americans? How many women have been assaulted? How many people just have been wrongfully arrested in general? Why does it have to be anything about a race? Take the race out, ladies and gentlemen, and just think how many men have been wrongfully arrested by the police. It's a hard one because there's so much narrative built around race and groups, and everything's designed to be divided. Groups, sections, chapters. Certain people interacting with certain people. I mean, that is such a big thing now in today's day and age. Identification in the world, self-identification. On top of just
who you are. I don't give a fuck if I don't know who I mean, I know who I am, obviously. I wake up and they always say the first person you look in the mirror is how, you know, obviously you're the first person to look at yourself in the mirror. Obviously the day starts with you, your reactions are most important and all that riffraff. It's damn well important. It's substantially important. But at the same time, you've got to be realistic with your options. You got to be realistic with yourself. You can't have a declining mindset or a half-assed mindset and expect to go into anything and be successful. Like, I don't know how we got went from George Floyd. I mean, I wasn't slandering George Floyd. Like I said, okay, so an innocent guy supposedly got killed by a police officer. So Derek Chauvin is in jail now, behind bars, right? But my question was, why is it this particular act? Is it because of the fact that imagine if it wasn't. Hold on. Let's backtrack real quick. We're very excited to talk about. It's been a while, and plus we're releasing two episodes back to back like this, dude. I am beyond excited. So, is it the fact that this was caught on camera? Does the motherfuckers are reading about it and are hearing about it in like a newspaper or some shit? You think it would have got that much more publicity? Do you think it would have mattered? I mean, dude, if you oppose the this group. This team, this, large entity of people that supposedly, they stand by it, dude. Black Lives Matter. That's what they said. They said Black Lives Matter. So what the hell does that mean? That means, oh, only our lives matter? Or does it mean anyone else's lives matter? How the hell did they go about it? Like, what was their agenda? And anyone and everyone that was supporting this was either a dumbass or a terrorist, sympathizer, you know what I mean? There's all these people talking about 9/11 and all these terrorists and everything, offering their two cents into the world about things. Little do they know, it's a terrorist like act to push an agenda on someone and essentially force it down the throat. It does not matter what the fuck you support. It does not matter what the fuck gender it is, even though there's only two genders, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter what music you like. I mean, dude, like I said, this all ties into what we were just saying a few seconds ago. Dividing. Divide and conquer. I'm just kidding. No, dividing. It's so divided. There's so many different things that are divided. So many different types of people divided. There's men having babies on Twitter, taking pictures like that. And we just got back. Just got our account restored to full functionality. Faggots. Gay people suck. I'm anti-LGBTQ. All homos are gay. Just kidding. I'm doing saying everything possible to get a banned on here. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But yeah. So what we're saying, dude. It just there's so much pressure to be a certain type of person. I guess. I mean, I put pressure. Significantly on myself, but that's just for myself to perform. I know who I am. I don't need to hide behind a specific identity. I don't need to push it. I mean, dude, you're either gay or you're straight. You either bi. I mean, bisexual is awesome too because you have women that like women and men. I mean, is it weird and biased to say like, or sexist to say like, oh, guys thinking women and women are hot. Like, you watch like the porns or whatever it is, or you just prefer lesbians and or lesbians that like men. And it's essentially best of both worlds. But to be very honest at the same time, it's like, oh, you can't say that. You're a big fan of women and women, but you don't want to see two dudes kissing each other. I mean, I'm good off all that shit, dude. I can selfishly say, biasedly say that I can probably enjoy women and women. Versus men and men, I'm not into that stuff. I mean, you can keep that bullshit away from me, but dude, there's so much diversions. Yeah, is that the right word? Diversions, dude. So much stuff is divided. So many young people grow up not knowing what the fuck to do, what the fuck to see, what the fuck to go by, what the fuck to follow. Because on top of them being taught the uttermost bullshit in school that has nothing to do with education by any means whatsoever, and there's nothing that they learn in school that probably couldn't learn on YouTube. Okay, so there's There's nothing in school that, I mean, on average, most of these kids are fucking smart as it is, dude. They figure things out super easy. Technology is one hell of a thing nowadays. And point blank is, dude, the narratives and the agendas and stuff that they post and try to force upon people is what corrupts America the most. Well, not just America, but the world. The wrong people being cherished. The most illustrious, sickening acts being sanctioned and essentially legalized. I'm talking about trafficking, dude. Trafficking being like the top thing that the United States participates in. The media, not being able to trust the media, first and foremost. Having to dig for your information. I mean, I'm not opposed to that. I'm not against having to dig for my information because I'd rather be able to know that I am dedicated to finding whatever the fuck I need to find and researching whatever I need to find and not believing every little simple thing that I see on the internet and or the first thing that the news or the media pushes out and stuff. Because media is media. Literally, it's the definition of the word media. They're doing everything they can to get simple likes, to, oh yeah, come and click this button, oh yeah, get this revenue going, you bitch. Revenue, okay, so clicks, likes, you know, obviously on Twitter now, if you didn't know that, if you have, if you set yourself up, and if you have like the premium version, because they have essentially premium of everything now, right, you can get, based on your activity, based on your traffic, for how many people are tuning in and all that shit, you can get paid for it, man. You can use your fucking off on your phone to gain some money. Why not be a lazy bitch and tweet all day, huh? You should have seen my screen time remember when we said that in the last episode? That was one hell of a fucking way to go. Well, it's one hell of a way to go. But, yeah, so the media will always push the narratives. They will always cover up what they don't want you to see. And they will always censor the ones that provide a clear message to the people. They inspire. They spread powerful messages. They are not opposed to being controlled. And they don't give a fuck what you got to say. They don't care about your fucking plan. We don't care about any of these fucking things that you guys push. Because none of it's true. And a lot of it's substantially watered down, and people believe anything they see nowadays, even. And you know, it's not my job to, I mean, I can obviously do my part and help and educate and keep the people aware, but at the end of the day, a dumb fuck's gonna be a dumb fuck, and a woman's gonna be a woman, and a man's gonna be a man, and now we have to face the fact that men can have babies, and yeah, there's more than one race. I mean, not more than one race, more than two genders. Do you think there's like some transgender cavemen out there? Like, how the fuck did that come into things? Like, there's just never, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not just going to punch a motherfucker in the face because they're transgender or something. But you got to think, like, dude, I seen this video on Twitter, dude, of these people walking down, I mean, the aisleways and, like, clothing and, like, women's clothing and dancing or some weird shit like that, dude. So I'm not against, like I said, I'm not against gays. I'm not against transgenders. I mean, like I said, I've talked about this substantially, probably. There has been some times had I been a little drunk or some shit and I didn't open my eyes fully, I would have never probably knew that those motherfuckers were transgender. You got to look at that little Adam's apple up in that shit, dude. Just make sure when you're pulling down your pants, you're not getting fucked in the ass. You got to make sure that you keep your eyes peeled, man. Don't get too desperate now. But anyways, guys, like I said, if you like our show, anyways, guys, give us a follow, give us a like, retweet, whatever the hell you need to do, as long as we are suspended, right? But we're available exclusively on Amazon Music. The podcast tab, get over, click on over the Amazon podcast tab on the Amazon Music app. One of my favorites has always been one that I've been on for close to a decade. We've done the show for a decade, but Spotify podcasts were available there as well. Apple podcasts were available on many different platforms, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, this is the third episode I believe we've done underneath the RSS feed, like where, you know, we just changed the whole entire homepage and whatnot. And it makes it easier, dude. But cheers. We have to celebrate. I mean, were we going to do that in the beginning or were we not? I was going to order some motherfucking Chinese food the other day, but dipshit ass DoorDash wasn't working. You know, it was fucking weird though, first off. It was fucking weird because I am a fan of facts, as you know, obviously. I'm a fan of things appearing as they fucking appear. Meaning, like, when I log in and I see some shit, that is what the fuck it is to me. It isn't anything else. So, like I said, for example, when you check your available balance on your bank card or something, right? If it says $65, that means I have $65. Mind you, so anytime you swipe, anytime you fucking use your card, right, that shows you your transaction history, right? So it shows you in real time every single time you use your card, every single time your card charged. And one thing I really like about Cash App, actually, now, when I think about it, is they have the ability to block merchants. So whatever the fuck it is, maybe in charging you or whatever it is, you can block those things from charging your card, so you don't have all these little withdrawals from your account, which in most cases nowadays in America in general, we get charged to use our own fucking money anyways. Mind you, like, the cheapest fucking ATM I've ever been to was at Costco, by the way. Shout out to Costco for that one. Yeah, but we're in a world where we get charged to use our own hard-earned money. Some people can't cut it that close, you know what I mean? Let's take a shot. Let's take a motherfucking shot here on this episode of True Speech. Like I said, we're back. We're back on the saddle. We're ready to go. Now, peppermint, anything, dude. I mean, peppermint's all right. When I don't want my breath to smell like alcohol or asshole, peppermints do the job. But peppermint-based whiskey, I don't know about that.